Yes, sir. You know what time it is. We're back once again. It's Mo Sports TV. 10-10. All 10s over here this way. I'm with the gang. Matt Chi and Big Ed and myself. C-Mo Sports. You already know what time it is. We got a week 6 preview, week 5 recap. Yep. That's what we're looking at right now.
Yeah,
yo, shout out to My Movies. Always, we're streaming on My Movies. Make sure y'all get the app and subscribe. It's only like $25 a year, so why not? And we got a bunch of callers. We got like 6 callers today. 6 callers. Shout out to everybody who's calling in, man.
Yes, sir.
All y'all for that.
What up, Double R? What up, I mean? What's happening, Cole? How we doing, guys?
What's going on, boys?
A lot going on. A lot happened this past week. Some expected, some not so expected. What do we want to get out of the way first? What do you guys got on your chest that you want to talk about this past week in the NFL?
We're doing recaps first?
Yeah, get these past weeks out of the way. Because honestly, we saw stinker last night. Absolute atrocity to Monday Night Football. If I do say so myself, I don't know. Was anyone else very disappointed by that game?
It was a fucking stinker. It was a stink show. Man, but it's what I expected, though. I expected a stink show, and that's exactly what I got. I didn't expect a stink show out of Jordan Love, though.
That's 2 in a row.
That's 2 stinkers in a row.
Both primetime stinkers.
There might have to be a discussion made about Mr. Love soon.
Yeah, it ain't looking good, bro.
It was looking good at first for him, and now he's struggling against poor teams. Like, the Raiders is a team you're supposed to dominate, you know?
Defense is not. Yeah, Double R said it. There's no love in the air. That's a fact.
I can't lie. And even when he beat the Saints, it was 3 quarters of dog shit.
Yeah.
It was 3 quarters of dog shit, and he pulled the last quarter out of his ass. Pause. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I guess so.
I don't know, man. I don't know. And the Raiders are just being the Raiders. They came out with the W, but like
Raiders are gonna raid.
They're still very mid to me. Yeah,
I can't believe y'all watched that game.
I watched it because I had money on it. I watched
like halftime, I'd say maybe the third, a little bit of the third quarter, and then I was like,
all
right, I'm going.
All my bets were based around Davante Adams, and he had 4 targets the whole game.
Yeah, it was Jacoby Myers' season.
I based it around Dobbs. He maybe had fucking 2 targets.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
Watson on my fantasy team getting horse collared at the 5-yard line, fucking everything up. I literally lost my fantasy game because he got horse collared instead of going into the end zone. So
yeah.
Congrats, Devin, for beating me off of that play alone.
There you go. Ed needs to stop calling my boys bums. I'm guessing this is from a Cowboy fan. Potentially. Let's see what we got going on here. Who's spitting that? Because Ed's been hating on everybody as of late. Ed doesn't like anybody just because Brock Purdy is slinging the seat. He thinks that he could just shit on everybody else's team. And, I mean, I guess it is like, you know, Brock Purdy now plus 700 for you betting people out there to win the MVP.
You're an idiot if you do that.
What, to bet him?
Yeah,
no, but if you bet him at like plus 2,000, your cash out's looking lovely right now.
I mean, a Brock Purdy MVP is not too bad. I can't lie. It's not a bad look.
Nah, kid's been hooping. What's up, Ricky? What's up, Rick? Mark? How we doing, guys? What's going on? We got our first caller on the line. Do we want to bring him in? Because his team has been going through some ups, going through some downs. A lot of downs, but some fraudulence might be in the air. Let's have him on. Our first caller. What it do, I-Man?
I-Man, what up?
What's going on? He's definitely up right now, by the way.
Yeah? You think so? It's to me.
Yep.
Why so?
Please explain.
Offense has started clicking the last game and a half. Especially last week. Burrow doesn't seem to be favoring his leg at all. Chase, after saying he was open, proved that he was very open. So,
indeed.
53 points, that was kind of nice.
Defense is definitely balling out. So I would say that we're up right now.
What's up with that offensive line, though? Can we expect that offensive line to hold up throughout the rest of the season? Like, they've been probably the most kind of part of this, right?
No, that's false. The offensive line has not really been playing bad. Burrow hasn't. What's up?
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Like, Burrow hasn't really been sacked a lot. And a lot of the sacks he has taken, he's been holding on to the ball or trying to, just make plays happen elsewhere and not getting the ball out quickly.
So you're saying the beginning struggles of the Bengals in the first 4 weeks or so was based around Burrow and his injury.
And not the offensive line.
And not the offensive line.
Definitely not the offensive line.
Okay.
A little bit to do with the injury, a lot to do with us never playing our starters in the preseason. Like every preseason we get off, I mean, every regular season we get off to a slow start because we don't play our guys in the preseason.
So, all right, let me ask you this, Imane. So, because you beat the Arizona Cardinals, you guys are officially back now?
Trending that way.
Okay.
All right. Bold claims.
Just like when y'all came back against the Cardinals and y'all were back, right?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like that, right? Exactly what I was going to get to, because when the Giants did it, it was okay. But when the Bengals do it, niggas is back.
I mean, y'all are.
Hey, I don't know.
Y'all did not look as good against the Cardinals. Y'all didn't look good at all.
How many points did you get? You guys put up 30 in the whole game, right? And the Giants
right.
Get half. So,
right. How much did y'all win by?
Enough.
Right.
That's for sure. Enough to get the
right.
You guys had had
right.
20.
Right.
All right. If we're splitting hairs here.
Well, I always thought the Bengals was a good team. They just needed to get it together, you know.
You don't have much time when everyone else in the AFC is applying some serious pressure, though. That's the thing. You
out of our division, like the leader in our division is 3-2. We're 2-3.
You're lucky
three.
The Ravens are hot. I'd say.
Yo, the Ravens wide receivers really folded, bro, and I'm really disgusted in the Ravens. Past two losing to the Colts, I'm disgusted by them. The receivers.
They've never been good though.
I was going to say, not that I necessarily think this is
I thought
true.
They were locked and loaded for this year. Me personally, they get OBJ, they get Zay Flowers. They get all these guys, and they just fucking just drop everything. Mark Andrews was dropping balls.
They're talking about Bateman being Bateman's a guy.
Stunk it to high heaven.
Oh, shocker. Odell Beckham's hurt again.
And Beckham's hurt, but Flowers dropped two touchdowns, I want to say.
I like Flowers.
That's crazy. And I like Flowers a lot.
You can't beat him if you drop a touchdown.
So like I can't even put the blame on Lamar for that at all. I don't know. But
especially passing the ball. Like Lamar's been playing good, but they're not.
I don't know, man. He's not making his team any better. That's the only thing I'm gonna say about Lamar Jackson right now, is he's not making his wide receivers. I mean, not his team, his wide receivers any better. Because like he has, what like the guys talking? Are still there, bro.
He can't go catch the ball for the guys. Like he
the
ball.
When the ball needs offense, to be.
The offense
Nelson
is so
Aguilar
stale, bro.
Had that, the like, perfect ball, and he dropped it. Literally, right. His hands, he dropped
he
it.
Going
if you look at the props, it's literally disgusting. I saw it like maybe 20 minutes
like
before
how,
I came
how
here.
Bad do things it's have disgusting. To get before we start looking at Lamar? That's all I have
no,
to
I
ask.
Think Lamar needs to
that's not
to leave the Ravens. Or he's going to be stuck there. Like
he is stuck there. He signed a contract, so now
so it doesn't matter.
He is stuck. It's a wrap. All right, I appreciate you sliding through. We're gonna get into some more recaps. I appreciate you. We're gonna get some more callers. You already know. Thank you again for coming through, brother. Bank is still ass though. But let's talk about the Jags and Bills. London. That was in London, right?
That wasn't.
Or Germany.
It was London.
London game early. You know how London games be wonky, bro.
I hear that.
And the Jags
have already been there for a week.
The
bro.
Jags are London's number one team. I don't know if you know that, but like Europe loves Jacksonville Jaguars because the Jags go there every single year. Yeah. The NFL is low key trying to take them out of Jacksonville and put them permanently in London.
Trevor Lawrence.
It makes sense. That's all I'm trying to say is that it makes sense as to why the Jags upset the Bills.
Well, they also the players say that it takes a toll on your body going there, the travel, and then practicing and getting adjusted to the London time. Meanwhile, the Jags have been there already.
Buffalo to London is how many hours on the plane? 6 hours?
I don't know.
6 hours tops, I want to say. Buffalo to London is like 6 hours on a private plane. That's about the same distance from Buffalo to California on a plane. So how is it really taking a toll on these guys? You know what I'm saying?
That's what they're saying.
I can see it takes a toll as far as time. You know what I'm saying? As far as like jet lag. You know what I'm saying? Because it's 12 hours away compared to 4 hours away in California. But other than that, I can't, like, I don't want to hear that shit, bro. I don't want to hear that.
The Bills are also ass.
I'm so tired in London. I'm in Europe now, so I can't play football to my highest level. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't. I really don't. Well, that's not a valid excuse.
Players weren't going to use that excuse.
Oh, yeah. They're going to drive that narrative because they don't want to take that ride. You know, anybody in the AFC South is not going to want to go to London twice a year. I mean, once a year to play a game against the Jaguars. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not what they want to do. And they're going to use every excuse. But I don't want to hear that it's making them tired, because it's not. It's really not. I don't want to hear that shit. Sorry. Sorry, Bills fans. Well, I don't care.
We got to have a talk about Josh Allen because he kind of stinks. I can't lie to you.
Honestly, I didn't see the game, so I can't really speak on it, but it is what it is.
His vision is just kind of shot, I think, at this point. His reads are just, the gap between him and Mahomes expands beyond belief every single week, more and more and more. Like, we see it constantly now that these guys are not nearly the 1A and 1B that anybody had thought that they were. Maybe even a season or two ago.
So when he put up 48 on the Dolphins last week, it was all cool, all fun and games. And now he's ass once again. It's over. Now he's back to being ass.
I've been saying he's ass.
He's never been. Okay.
I don't care what he did.
He's not ass, bro. He's not ass.
The Dolphins gave up like 24 to the Patriots, who have gotten like 3 points combined in the past 2 weeks. The Dolphins defense is nothing legitimate.
That's horrible. Okay.
Corey, you're the only, I know you love Josh Allen so much. I don't love Josh Allen.
It's just y'all not gonna sit up here and try to disrespect him saying horrible. He's ass. He's not ass, bro.
I've been saying he's ass. I've been saying it for years. He's ass. I don't care what you're talking about.
Matt, can you send me the link?
What, this link?
Yeah.
I mean, Josh Allen, you know, the yards are there. You look at the yardage, like, he's passing the ball. It's just his reads, bro, are horrible. Like, if you're throwing the ball 40 times in a game, I need these to be, like, precise and crisp reads. He's just giving it up way too easily, and I can't get down with that, honestly. Like, in comparison, a guy like Mahomes, they're just not comparable anymore.
I never thought they were. I think Mahomes is on a whole nother level, period. But as far as tier two quarterbacks, he's right there with them. Sorry.
So who in that sense are you taking, Josh Allen or Tua? Because we were talking about this earlier. If you had to pick one of them, Josh Allen or Tua to lead your team to a victory.
We're gonna spin back on that because we have a whole segment for that.
What we have left. I just want to hear who you're taking out of the two, because are you succumbing to the recency
bias? I'm taking Josh Allen over Tua.
I don't know. Ed, what do you think?
I don't care for either of them. So.
I'm taking Josh Allen.
I mean,
sorry.
Maybe the argument you have for Allen is that he's backed up by maybe a season more of success, two seasons more of success.
What's success?
But, like, what? Yeah, at that same time, like, regular season wins. Like, what are we talking about?
And what are we talking about with Tua then?
Neither of them have success.
Okay, so that's not a good point at all. That's what I'm trying to say. Point. I know. I'm talking to Matt. I'm not
only,
talking to you.
That's the only point that Josh Allen has. So, like, what is the point?
Wait, what do you mean?
I'm saying that there's – what's your argument for Josh Allen?
He's straight up better. He can throw the ball better. He can run better.
That boy fourth quarter IQ was horrible, though.
Yeah, he makes bad reads here and there, but – put Tua on the Giants. Let's see what Tua's doing on the Giants. Okay.
What's anybody doing on the Giants?
What does that have to do with anything?
Tua has the most.
But what's that
fastest...
to do with Josh Allen and Tua?
No. I'm gonna tell you. Tua, he goes on a mediocre team. I don't see him really doing much.
So you calling?
That's
the
what I'm trying
mediocre?
To say.
That's why I'm confused.
I'm not calling the Bills mediocre. But honestly, the offense is really, besides Diggs. Who's on that offense that's really moving the needle? Let's be real. Who on the Bills offense besides Stephon Diggs is doing something?
Star receiver and like on most teams.
Okay. And who does Tua have?
Tua, you take away.
Okay. He has multiple. Tyreek Hill, Waddle, A-Chain. A-Chain is a dog. We're not going to say
James
he's
Cook,
not.
James and now, Cook his ass?
Huh?
James Cook his ass?
He's okay. He's good, but he's not A-Chain. I don't think he's A-Chain.
Bro, y'all didn't even know who A-Chain was until fucking.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
What are you talking about?
Of course. Yeah, I know. He's a rookie. Right. Obviously.
The Dolphins don't have a tight end.
And I knew who he was. I drafted him.
At all. That's all I'm going to say.
Huh?
The Dolphins don't have a Kincaid or Knox combo whatsoever.
Neither or I've done anything this year. So.
So all of a sudden, Josh Allen's offense is ass, though.
Like, it's not there. It's really not there.
We're just calling it elite last year.
I mean, because of him, it's elite.
Because of Josh Allen.
Because of Josh Allen, yep.
So why can't he win them games? This is what it comes down to our argument 2 weeks ago. Why can't he win them games then?
Because his IQ is poo-poo.
Oh, all right.
Bill's defense really ain't there either.
Bro, shut up.
They've been hurt.
Shut up.
I'm not shutting up.
You always have an excuse for a quarterback. It's crazy.
Josh Allen, who are you taking to lead your drive, fourth quarter drive, to win the game? Josh Allen or Justin Herbert? Because I don't think he's like that's rough.
I don't know. But I'm still taking Allen. So there you go.
But all right, we got another caller. My guy Zach Deal, aka What's the Deal Sports. Welcome on in, Zach.
What's up, Zach?
Sir, what's going on, guys? How we doing?
How you feeling, brother?
So what
I'm feeling proud up about that conversation you guys were just having.
What's your take?
I like the last question that was posed, actually, Justin Herbert versus Josh Allen, because I feel like what's holding back Justin Herbert from winning playoff games is Brandon Staley, the head coach.
But I agree.
Josh Allen is holding himself back with the decision making. Mm. So I would take Tua on the last drive if that all correlates to each other.
Last drive we're going with Tua. Now, coaching matters as well, like you're saying, because I feel like Sean McDermott hasn't put Josh Allen in a position to really succeed either. Like he's kind of ass.
I think Mike McDaniels might be a top four coach in the NFL right now.
Sean McDermott's more so a defensive coach, so I don't really know how much offensive say he has over Josh Allen. Plus, Josh Allen like just kind of likes to free ball and do his own thing, so that's why in like a fourth quarter conversation, I mean, I'm not too interested in Josh Allen's services at quarterback.
That's fair. That's super fair because I mean, has there been a game where Josh Allen has led the Bills down, you know, a drive 80 yards down the field for a game-winning touchdown? Like, has that happened in his career? Because I don't recall.
Yeah, against the Chiefs with 13 seconds left.
Yeah, but the thing I will say is everybody...
And then Patrick Mahomes off. 13 seconds left.
He can throw one drag to Tyreek Hill, and it's a house call, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's tough. The AFC is like, I mean, we could also say, like, what's going on with the Jets if they have Aaron Rodgers at this point and the games that they've been through. So, and who lost to the Jets week one that kind of doesn't really get talked about until we circle back to it with the loss this past weekend for the Bills. So, it'll
I feel like the Bills are very up and down, you know? And when they're up, though, is what I'm trying to say is they can play with any team in the AFC when they're playing at the top of their game. When Josh Allen's at the top of his game, there's not five quarterbacks in this league that's better than him, in my opinion, at the top of his game.
That's fair. I mean, Lamar loves to run the ball in Baltimore. He has an issue of throwing outside the numbers, but they pretty much run the same quarterback runs with Josh Allen himself. But he does throw a lot of punts. You got to stop watching. He's just throwing too many punts out there. It's too often that it happens. And it's funny to say on Twitter and to go back and forth with all your fantasy football guys. But when you look at the crucial times, I mean, what happened last year? Cincinnati was like plus 200 money line going into that playoff game last year, and they smoked them. They were smoking on that Josh Allen pack. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. The AFC's tough, though, man. I respect any quarterback that can get through the trenches in the AFC. I like all the AFC quarterbacks. Honestly, I really do. There's not one that I really am like, oh, fuck this guy. He sucks. Like, you know, top like six, eight AFC quarterbacks.
Well, what is the actual conversation I would like ask about Tua? Because, I mean, they went out. You want to talk about like the AFC. It's not all just about the quarterbacks. They have really good defenses too. I mean, the Bills added Von Miller and then he gets hurt right away. The Dolphins traded a first round pick for Bradley Chubb that I forget about that trade. And that happened at the deadline. Like that's a massive deal to make at a deadline, a first round pick in the middle of the season. So, I mean,
you know what's crazy about the Dolphins defense, too, is they're about to get Jalen Ramsey like this week or next week.
That's my favorite player as a defensive player in the entire league. So, I think that's a huge boost.
That's going to be nice for Miami. I wish A-Chain didn't get hurt, but it is. I mean, listen,
Raheem Mostert's like,
yeah, he rocks.
I can't lie. Like, if he gets the volume, it's just a matter of both of these guys, those types of fast build guys, I feel like succumb to high ankle sprains very often, and that was Raheem Mostert's problem in San Fran, and that's now obviously A-Chain's problem with the Dolphins. So I don't know. I think with the right type of volume, Raheem Mostert, if he's in your fantasy league, he's still going to give you some pretty good value. But
Tyreek back there too. I mean, Mike McDaniel did come from San Fran, so if he starts throwing Tyreek back there, I mean, you change Tyreek Hill's position on Madden to running back, he's a 99 overall. That's
what for you guys. I want to just give Mike McDaniel's extreme props, because not even Andy Reid was doing this with Tyreek Hill as far as pre-motions, his pre-snap motion. He's always running before the snap, and like, he was
the only thing that really reminds me of it is Sean McVay style of offense. It's like Arena League football.
You get that
running head start to the line of scrimmage, and then that running head start fastest to run to 4-2. It's a wrap, you know.
Exactly. With somebody like Tyreek, that's the most dangerous person that you could do that type of offense with. And he took advantage of it, and I give him props for that. He's very smart.
All right, Zach. McDaniels came up with that scheme. Well,
I want to hear
the question.
Go ahead.
Is that what you're saying?
What's the question?
They came up with that scheme?
No, he literally said the Arena Football League came up with the scheme.
And then they adapted it?
Yeah.
All right, Zach, I want to hear your thoughts. What's going on with the Birds? Because the Eagles' defense just isn't looking quite the same as it was last year. Even the offense isn't looking quite the same. Not that same type of firepower that we were used to in the second half of the 2022 season. So do you have an explanation for that you want to tell the people?
I feel like the pressure's on, and the pressure's been on since last year. I mean, the first year of Nick Sirianni being there, I was actually at the Thursday night game, and ironically, it was the last time Antonio Brown, like, performed in the NFL. He just absolutely sauced us. And we were 2-5 at that point, and at halftime in my seats, I get season tickets from somebody I know, and everybody in the entire stands is screaming, run the ball. And Nick Sirianni started off his first seven games of his career with the Eagles not running the ball. And I'm not going to blame them running the ball, but the pressure's always on in Philadelphia, whether it's like which way the seesaw is teetering. So I feel like 5-0, they're the hunted team from last year, even though they lost the Super Bowl. They were up 10 points at halftime. Mahomes was hurt. And it's not like a Super Bowl hangover, because it's funny to even talk about them struggling at 5-0. It's just more so we thought more dominant wins were going to happen. But I mean, you get into these games, they kind of shut down all the Baker hype, and Baker's been really, really phenomenal this year for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Mm-hmm. I mean, letting Mac Jones off the first week of the season just go for 300 multiple touchdowns, that's a scary sight.
That's very scary.
Mac Jones, and if we want to tie back all these Alabama quarterbacks, and when I was listening backstage, Tua kind of gets like up here with not really any production to show, like longevity wise in the NFL, because he had all the other Alabama quarterbacks benched on the side, and he was, you know, the guy coming in at halftime and winning national championships. And Alabama doesn't really produce quarterbacks. So I feel like when you talk about the Eagles, everybody's hype on the 49ers. And I mean, I expected them to beat Dallas, but not in that type of sense. But I mean, I think people think that the 49ers have really covered the ground from that 38-7 NFC championship loss. And they didn't have their quarterback. I don't think they still would have won that game, or it would have been still a close game, maybe a couple scores added. But I think people see that the 49ers may be the best team in football right now. And the Eagles were supposed to be that team this year.
They were.
I agree.
And that links us back to this question right here. Do you think that Philly can beat the 49ers?
Yeah, I'm actually in negotiations to get a ticket to that game as we speak. So I'm trying to get there. But it's going to be a good game. It's going to be the most playoff-type atmosphere of an Eagles game in the past. I usually go to like 5 games a year. Been going to like 3 the past couple. But I've been, you know, on a high tilt of home games for the Eagles. And if you want to go to one game, this is the game to go to. So it's going to feel like playoff atmosphere.
That's
so
going to be war.
Now, I'm not even going to put anything out, because there could be injuries on either side. And I think it's neck and neck. 1A and 1AA type stuff now, I think. I mean, as much as I love the Eagles and as confident I am, I mean, James Bradbury, it's not even just, you know, Debo. It's George Kittle going for three catches, three touchdowns.
I mean, yesterday, even last night, or I'm sorry, not last night, this past week, it was like Fred Warner was controlling the whole game on the defensive side.
And the whole broadcast kept bringing up Fred Warner, and I love Fred Warner, but it was almost like everything Chris Collinsworth said, he was like, yeah, well, Fred Warner was telling me this week, and I was like, yeah, I love Fred Warner too, my guy, but like, let's start highlighting the other guys on the defense, like the cornerbacks that don't really get talked about as much. But they have a really good team, and it's not just their offense, it's their defense.
Yeah.
They got the right guy with no ego involved in Brock Purdy, just a dude that just loves football and just
job done.
And no one even talks about how serious of an injury that he's coming back off of. If, as a betting guy, if I want to plug up Dumb Deals Bets right now, I would put my money on him for comeback player of the year. But it might not be that high of odds.
Not anymore. Yeah, you probably could have got him. Yeah, yeah. There's still probably people out there that have saying DeMar Hamlin, right? As soon as he steps in.
Well, I love that too. That's a great story, but I need to see that also, you know.
Hell
like,
no. He was the favorite too.
Fuck no. Gross. He better not win that shit. I'll be mad as hell if he won that shit. I can't lie.
Brock Purdy's
like Ben Simmons. If Ben Simmons would get comeback player of the year just for him stepping on a basketball court.
Y'all see Ben Simmons take Bron to the rack last night?
He did. LeBron was trying to take him to the bank, and he just said, I don't want to be a part of your whole entire Clutch Sports organization. I had to get dished out like LeBron does.
Yeah, bro. And it's been bad ever since. No, but
seriously.
Zach, yo, you've been great, my guy.
Yeah,
I really like you. You're dope. You're dope.
Appreciate hanging out with you.
Once again, sometime soon, brother. All right.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
We'll get Uncle Mike on the line now. I appreciate you, Zach.
Peace,
yes, sir.
Uncle Mike.
Yes, sir.
What's up, dude?
What's going on,
Oak? I'm not sitting at work stealing some money. How y'all doing?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
There you go.
We just stealing some people's attention. That's all.
I hear you. That's what I'm here for. I like that dude. That last guy was pretty cool. I got respect for that.
Yes,
but
good.
But one thing, people who know sports and know football, their game, they're making it seem like 38-7. They beat our ass. Okay. You won the game. We had no quarterback. That limited our opportunities.
Yep.
If we had a quarterback to sustain drives, you wouldn't have put up that many points.
Yeah.
So to stop, they making it seem like they beat us at our best. They beat us down. No, our defense got tired because we didn't have a quarterback. Christian McCaffrey was lining up at freaking quarterback shotgun. Stop it.
Their time of possession was literally.
It was actually nasty. I can't lie.
People don't understand that. Real Eagles fans with no football said, you know what? I think we would have beat you, but I don't think it would have been like that because you didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
And you couldn't sustain a drive. And the defense is on the field that's 80% of the game. So come on, let's be real about it. You're gonna talk sports, talk like you know what you're talking about. And so that's one thing, you know, make sense of it, bro. Now you won the game, I'll take that, but if we're healthy and they're healthy, I like my team. Yeah. I like my team.
Man, I just don't know who's going to stop that 49ers defense, man. Like, there's just signs of stopping them.
The defense, our defense is good, and I like them. They're stout, and the fact that we're able to sustain drives on offense and give them a rest, and we got some players now. We can rotate so everybody ain't getting beat the hell up. You know, and I think we're going to pull off a move. Mark this down. See,
okay,
we might go out. I think we're going to get Patrick Surtain from the Broncos if they're sellers.
They ain't selling him.
They will.
That would be insane.
That ain't happening,
an
bro.
Insane ad with Ward.
Ain't
as
no
well.
Way,
bruh. Don't. We have the capital to do it, bro.
Sure.
We have the capital to get it.
Surtain is a. A generational kind of corner. I would never. He wouldn't even be able to tell.
They really are terrible.
They're horrible.
He's a piece to build around, though. You know, you're gonna just keep.
Bro, tell you something. I don't. If it's possible, I mark my words. And what do you guys think about these games coming up? Oh, what do you think about the Dallas? What we did to Dallas? I just want to hear a minute of that.
Obviously you beat the shit out of them. Dallas is exposed for who they really truly are. They haven't beat a good team yet.
Mike McCarthy cannot beat a good team, and he never
no.
has. It was Aaron Rodgers that carried him to the Super Bowl that he has, And now he cannot beat a good team for the life of him. They beat up on bottom feeders, and that's how he made his reputation. I mean, there's no way that they're even considering handing over the play calling to Schottenheimer, another guy who's had no NFL success. So it's just, it's disgusting.
I like Marty.
Over there.
Is it Marty Schottenheimer? No. Ryan. Oh, it's Ryan? Oh, it's probably his son.
Brian
Schottenheimer.
Ryan, his son. Horrible. His son? Okay.
He
right.
lost in the NFL, went back down to college, Marty lost was some tough. More, and then came up to the NFL and keeps losing. But the name is keeping him in business.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. That's his, he's living off his debt. Like that Phillips kid who was at Dallas forever. Bums Phillips' son was at Dallas forever. He wasn't that great, but he got a job, and he did okay. But he was never. He lived off his dad's name. Yep. And Micah Parsons is doing a lot of chirping, bro. It's like, my dude, it's like, what are you? You get hurt in the game, now you're like, yeah, CTE all of a sudden? He's screaming, they're not, you know, we're on the same level as them, this and that. But just shut up and play.
I'm not.
If you get your ass kicked, just play.
He didn't have no impact last night.
Bro, he was missing. He went MIA.
Trent Williams.
He went MIA. Yeah.
He was on his ass, man. Yeah.
Was on Trent Williams, and then on the other side, we put him on with Colton McDivitt, whatever his name is. Yeah. He couldn't get by him, and we had Juice chipping him.
Yeah.
So he was a non-factor in it. I think he had one tackle, one hurry on the quarterback. He did nothing. Yeah. But he's doing all the talking. He's like, believe that. When we get together again, it's going to be different. Trust and believe.
Wearing the t-shirt as well, he was the one that initially started it. He goes missing, and now you want to play like, oh, they, you know, they want to make it personal. Like, Micah, you've been chirping at everybody.
This is why I'm not a fan of player podcasts in season.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of player podcasts in season.
Too much
a fan of it.
Putting the bullseye on your back, and then you're not living up. You're doing all this chirping. You didn't hear nothing out of the 49ers all week. Right. They were just being cool, laid back, cool, calm, collective, just being, you know, praising Dallas. Then they beat their ass on the field, and they were cool about it. This guy wants to trip. Oh, they're on the same level as we're on the same level as them. And shut the fuck up. Take that L, bro. Go sit down.
The podcast itself is cool. The Micah Parsons, the Tyreek Hill podcast, Bad Bev, it's cool. Even the Kelsey podcast, cool, but in season, it's not cool. I'm sorry.
It's not cool when you want to talk about games that you played in. Talk about other stuff. Talk about the league. You know, give props to other players. Don't get in there trying to fabricate a beef. Right. Don't do that. Don't get in there trying to fabricate a beef. If it was personal, it should have been personal at the kickoff. It should have been personal if you lost last year and we sent you home. You know, you got to wait till you see a t-shirt. Fuck, that's not all of a sudden it's personal. Shut the fuck up. He's from my dad's hometown in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Him and Shady McCoy. Get the fuck out of here. Shut up. You lost. Take that L.
Nah, I agree. And that's the problem with the player podcast in season. It creates a lot of media headlines when they say
too much talking.
Now you're taking away from focusing on next game or your team focusing on the next game.
It's just too easy for everybody to say, oh, there he goes running to his podcast after that loss.
And that's sad that he's setting himself up because now everyone's looking at him like, motherfucker, you had a chance to do something and didn't. So now you're gonna get on here and whine. Shut the fuck up. You're losing credibility.
Yeah.
You are losing credibility. Nobody won't hear that shit. You crying wolf. Get the fuck out of here. Why didn't you do something in game?
That's a fact.
Plain and simple. Who got the PlayStation?
Oh, somebody. It was an Xbox, but somebody got it. I forget who the person was, but
what did they have to do to get it?
Oh, they just had to show up to the event.
I showed up, nigga. What you talking about? I was the first one there.
You didn't stay though. They raffled it off.
Yeah, I was there from 1 o'clock. I stayed till 4. I was the first one there. Y'all don't let these stragglers come in. And I'm Uncle Mike. I didn't even get a goddamn t-shirt. What kind of shit is that?
The rush came in. It was a wrap.
Fuck that event, Michael. You already know, Uncle. Fuck that shit, man. I am.
I'm accepting applications, bro. I'm accepting the application. I get me a new nephew. This nigga is fugazi. He left Uncle Mike hanging.
That's hilarious.
Yo, I love y'all. I'm so proud of y'all. Keep doing your thing. When's the next event, bro?
Huh?
When's the next event?
I don't know yet. When I figure it out, you'll be the first one to know. That's for
yo,
sure.
Yo, try. You know what happened? I think it was too far here for a lot of the people. Yeah. I think it was too far for a lot of the locals.
Right. We're gonna get it closer, and we'll see what happens from there. We'll try to get in Brick or Tom's River area, and we'll see what happens. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you guys are doing good, man. You know what? I don't give a fuck. I was there supporting my nephew. That's all that mattered to me. I was there supporting my nephew.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Unc, and I'm going to talk to you later, all right?
I love y'all. Y'all be good, okay?
Love you too, man. Peace. Be good. Peace. All right, so let's get on a couple of the injuries. I want to get into like a couple of storylines real quick.
Yeah.
JT resigns with the Colts for 3 years, what, $42 million?
Yep.
And then Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, and then
Zach Moss. It doesn't matter.
It's crazy.
Just goes crazy. Now, obviously, I think JT was on a snap count. They're trying to work him in. He's not going to be really, really effective till about week 7-ish. You know, Zach Moss is still a good fantasy play for the next 2 weeks, I would say. I would say bench Taylor until he actually does something crazy. Because I don't know how crazy they're going to play JT now that Anthony Richardson is hurt. You feel me?
Yeah,
Richardson's out for a month. The
Gardner
fucking
makes you so serviceable, though.
He's like, good.
He's kind of like that when he's given the opportunity. Like, he's I good. Can't be mad at Gardner at all. So, are we surprised that they paid him after all that drama? I mean, kind of, a little bit. But then again, that's how it always works.
That's
like,
how
somebody
works,
always
man.
Caves, man. They're going to hold up their side of the stick until somebody gives. And clearly, they wanted Jonathan Taylor back. They saw a little bit of success with Anthony Richardson, and they feel like they could build around whoever they have a quarterback now.
Mm. Justin Jefferson injured. I'm pretty sure they're putting him on the injured reserve, so he's going to be out the next 4. Are the Vikings cooked?
Been cooked.
They've been cooked. It doesn't matter. Now they're super
I think they're for sure cooked now.
Now they're super cooked because
that offense, I mean, Addison is going to be a great fantasy play. Addison-Madison combo is going to be good.
Madison. Stunk it up for me in the first month of the season in like 2 leagues, man. I can't stand.
They're not really gonna win any games. They're
done. Yeah. That's the Lions division to lose now. I think they already won the division in my head. In my head, they already got the division. And A-Chain hurt.
But Wilson Jr.'s back. I mean, they literally just plug and play.
Just plug and play
for
right.
anybody over there. So it doesn't surprise me that they're going to have another guy coming in and taking his place. It was his time to shine for a little bit, and now
I think when he comes back, he's the number one guy. Though I think he's proved himself to be him.
Mm.
What do you mean?
They have so many.
If you don't start A-Chain over Raheem Mostert, you are a bozo.
At this point, the thing is, like, he's had great volume, but aside from this game against
great volume, he's only been having
11 carries for like 200 yards each game.
Listen to the statement I am saying. Aside from the game against the Giants, his touches, he had touchdowns, sure, like 70 combined points within those 2 games. It was off of like 12 total touches. The volume is still there for both of them. There's enough to go around to where you don't have to worry about either of them.
He averages 11 yards per carry, bro.
Sure. Is that a sustainable number? No.
No, it's not. But at the end of the day, he touches the ball, he's getting a first down, period.
Yeah.
So
what are you talking about?
Any player that could do that, he's coming back and he's taking over.
Thank you, sir.
He's going to be the number one guy.
I mean, they had just have so many running backs. It doesn't matter.
That doesn't mean you can still have a main running back that gets you the most yards.
Yeah, and I don't think it's really going to be that much of a difference between him and Raheem Mostert. I just
Raheem Mostert is not as crazy as you think, man.
I think that they are very similar players. That it's not really that big of a fall off between either one of them.
I don't think so, but I do think Mostert is good though. But he's not A-Chain. He's not even close to A-Chain. But I think he's good. And in that offense, you could be a decent running back and be looked at as really good. So
All right. Well, I had a conversation, actually, this same conversation with my guy Constantine. He's calling in right now. Let's hear his opinion on Raheem Mostert.
That nigga's going to come help.
Devin
H. He's going to come save you. Come on.
Let's see. Let's see what his thoughts are.
This nigga about to come save you.
Bro,
when we started jumping this, we started jumping this motherfucker. He got on his phone so quick.
Here, here's a link. Hurry up. Look,
hop in. Hop in, bro. Hurry up. Hurry up. Save me. Save me, please.
Four good games, bro. Yeah,
it's week five.
He wasn't a starter.
He's a rookie.
He wasn't a starter until there was an injury. So what are we talking about? Like Salvin Ahmed got hurt.
His spot.
Salvin Ahmed
got hurt, and he played in place of Ahmed.
That's the name of the fucking game. What are you talking about?
He got drafted in the third round as a running back in the NFL. You're going to get reps by week four. Period.
They had five different running backs. It doesn't matter who was back there when they were hurt.
Drafted in the fourth round too.
Hey, I think.
Go ahead, Con. What do you think, Con? Go ahead.
I think Achan is a dynamic runner, bro. I think his speed. Obviously, people talk about it. You know, speed is something that can't be taught. His speed. Forget about can't be taught, bro. His speed is given to him by the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
I agree. Like,
that so, I think Mostert is honestly an above average NFL running back. And at the same time, he's still not going to fill Achan's shoes. Like both, I think both could be true at the same time.
Yeah, I don't think Matt's point is wrong, but he's trying to underplay how good Achan is what I'm trying to say.
I don't think that he is a like all of a sudden this next few years we're like, oh, he's a star running back in the NFL.
I do.
I think he's a flash in the pan for this season. That's my thought. I guess that's
that.
But I think that there's just too, like, I don't see his style being sustainable for the next few years. It looks great. It's on the Dolphins. Mm. It, you know, gets highlights. It gets posted on a Bleacher Report and all that. But I don't see it as a sustainable thing. I don't think it's too early to say that he's that good. And he's already injured. Yeah, he can be a Raheem Mostert 2.0. He really can be. But, like, Raheem's career, he's still a good running back. Like, that's just not saying he's not going to be a superstar. I'm not saying Achane's going to be this top five running back in the NFL.
I think he will. When it's time.
I'm about to show you something about Raheem Mostert.
What, his high ankle sprains throughout the past 3 years? No, that's the same thing that's going to happen to Achane.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just him as a player.
Mostert was a dog in San Fran, but that was another place where it was running back by committee with Jeff Wilson Jr., who's now on the Dolphins.
He had one good year. That was our Super Bowl year. Yeah, After that, he went down fucking hill.
Yeah, he had four good weeks. And guess what we're saying about Achane after four good weeks? It's just...
Here's the thing. You're saying four good. Like, it wasn't good. It was excellent.
Okay.
Not even close.
He had five touchdowns in four games in the playoffs, bro. In the playoffs.
That's what he shined at in the playoffs.
Exactly. Exactly. So now we're giving Achane these flowers for this, like, similar
he's
things.
He's doing it in a regular season. He didn't do this in a regular season.
Oh, so regular season's more impressive than the playoffs now. That's nasty. That's disgusting, bro.
You're being weird. You're trying to fit your narrative.
That's gross, bro. That's just disgusting. Con, let's hear your thoughts about the Giants. What do you got to vent about NYG? Because we know you got two Giants fans sitting here.
I'll say this. I'll turn the lights on in my car so y'all can see me. I think that they should be trading whoever they can trade at the deadline. That's my honest opinion. If they don't sign Lyle Collins, they should be trading whoever it is. I don't care if it's Adoree. I don't care if it's Leo Williams. It hurts me to say, but I don't care if it's Saquon.
I agree.
There's nothing to really retain from this season. You know, because coming into the year, I was not a huge fan of Daniel Jones, but I was pretty firmly in his, you know, in his camp, whatever circle, whatever you want to call it. I don't see the ceiling there that I did before the season started. So to me, it's like, all right, well, if he's not going to be our guy, we need to find another guy and we need to reset the timeline, not just in terms of our cap space, but in terms of our draft picks to help support the next guy.
I agree. I think like I said, there's three games coming up besides the Bills game. Obviously, we're going to get smacked around, right?
Yeah.
Then there's three games. The Commanders, the Jets, and the Raiders. We lose those three games or even go 1-2 in those games. Trade everybody, don't win another fucking game for the rest of the year. Straight like that. I mean, we got to do it the right way. We got to do it the right way. We got to trade Adoree. We got to trade Leo Williams. We got to trade all these guys that got expiring contracts this year and the guys that were unwilling to take pay cuts, which Leo Williams is first on my list to get traded.
Leo Williams, Simo, sorry to cut you off, bro, but like Leo Williams, there is no player, you know, besides Leo Williams who grinds my gears as much as he does, bro, because there's guys on this team who suck. You know, like, let's put it bluntly, like he sucks, right? Like Josh Azudu sucks. Evan Neal has been garbage. Besides that one quote, he usually takes responsibility. Leo Williams just sucks ass and then starts fights after he gets bitched out in the middle of a play. Like, this guy is a bitch, bro, honestly.
His effort is so bad, too, on? Bro.
That's the dude that got punched on, right? By Trent Will?
No.
No, that was A'shaun. But he and A'shaun and Trent Will got beef because A'shaun used to play for the Niners. I mean, sorry, the Rams, my fault.
Rams, yeah. That stems back division.
Do you think we should trade McKinney?
He falls into the same bucket, in my opinion.
Start to rebuild.
But I think McKinney is actually a good player, though. But like, he's not accepting any responsibility.
That's my biggest problem.
And that's my biggest problem with McKinney. And he was fucking hurt when it mattered the most last year. His fault. He got hurt not because it was a freak injury or it was a sports related injury. He went fucking quadding in the middle of the season. What?
Simo, you know who I would bring back Isaiah Simmons, though. I think
Isaiah. He's been rocking, and he's been quiet, and he's just been putting his head down and rocking because he knows this is his only chance before he goes on a fucking practice squad.
I mean, this is what happens, right? Like, they wanted him to play linebacker in Arizona. He didn't want to because, you know, there's more money if you're playing edge rusher or there's more money if you're playing slot corner. So that was his thing over there. He comes here, he gets traded, you know. It's obvious now there's no path for you to be a slot corner in this league. There's no path for you to be an edge rusher in this league. You got to excel at what we're putting you at unless you want to get the vetmin, you know, when you're a free agent this year. Mm-hmm. So,
no, I like Isaiah Williams so far. And honestly, there's not much to really say about the Giants. We fucking suck. We're garbage. And it's really the line. It's the offensive line that's fucking setting the tone. It's setting the tone.
I can't even lie to you. I've been looking at Brian Daboll a little bit sideways the past few weeks because it's just like, I get it. I get how bad this line is. It's clearly
it's more Bobby Johnson for me.
Problem, but man, it's just like the lack of leadership throughout the locker room, even talking about like keeping it off the field, it's just all bad in New York. There's no sense of leadership whatsoever in this locker room. You have nobody taking any sort of responsibility. It's scary.
To answer Raheem who asked who's buying, I think this is not only a fit because of the injuries that this team just had, but because of where Joe Shane comes from. Mm-hmm. You look at the Bills, they just lost Tre'Davious White for the season. They just lost Saquon Jones for the season. That could easily be a spot where like they pack
and the Bills are friendly with the Giants.
Yeah, so, I mean, we got Hodgson for them last year and all that stuff. So I think A'shaun Robinson has had a good season for us, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they packaged A'shaun and Adoree to the Bills for like a third or something.
I like that. That could be pretty appealing.
We just need all the picks we can because we need to load up picks because if we're not the first or like a top 10 pick, we need to trade into the top 10. In my opinion, so
absolutely, there's no excuse, but we're gonna be top 10.
We should be top five from what it's looking
at
like
at this point. Caleb, we're on the way, help is on the way.
All right, we're talking way too much about the Giants, so Constantine, I appreciate you, gang. We're gonna start previewing these next upcoming games,
yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
I have damn near like an hour of call ins, so I appreciate y'all, boys, man.
Take it easy, bro.
For real,
guys, be good.
All right, so
this coming up week sucks. Let's keep it straight like that. This week blows. The entire slate, there's really not a single game that I'm looking at like, yo, I am so excited for. No, it's just football this weekend. That's all that's being played. It's just some football.
I'm saying probably the most fun game that's going to be watched is going to be the Cowboys Chargers Monday night. That's probably the best. It's mid, but fun. You know,
I don't even think it's gonna be fun.
It's not gonna be a blowout. And it's gonna be a high scoring game. Yeah, it's gonna be fun to watch. The rest of these games are gonna be fucking blowouts. I said these are like the top five games in my opinion, besides the Cowboys Chargers, Ravens Titans. That's gonna be a close stinker. Eagles Jets. Eagles are gonna beat piss out of the Jets.
Seahawks Bengals could be entertaining.
That could be a fun game to watch. That's probably besides Cowboys Chargers, probably the best game of the week. And that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not really any good games. But I want to start off with start bench cut because we ain't do our segments. So start bench cut. We got Tua, Allen, Jalen Hurts. Tua, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, Tua, Josh Allen.
What about you?
Man, it's really like I'm starting Jalen Hurts. That's it. Yeah. That's it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I can't lie to you.
Only person proving himself. What are you squinting for? What is the squint for?
I saw the comments. So I was trying to read the comments.
Right. Hurts to Allen. I think this is the move. I think this is the move right here. I don't know. Cutting Allen is crazy.
I think so too.
Hurts Allen Tua.
I agree with. I mean, that would be mine. Mine would be Hurts Allen Tua. And honestly, I can't wait for the Bills and the Eagles to play. That's gonna be a fun game to watch too. Niggas sleeping on it.
Which one?
What's going on? Whoever you are,
well, they followed up this comment. What you
say? I said the Eagles Bills is gonna be a fun game to watch. Whenever it's.
Yeah, that's what they followed that up with. That was.
Hey, Corey and Matt. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's Meech.
Fuck you, Meech.
Hurts is barely a quarterback, but the team is fire. Yeah, I mean,
he's throwing for like.
Yeah, Hurts has been airing out the ball as of late.
For like
I don't know.
4 weeks, like so. Not arguing.
Me personally, like I said, Hurts, you know, he's done more.
Purdy to Allen. All right, to Allen. I'm going to cut Purdy. Cause I don't know what Purdy would do outside the system.
Yeah,
like Allen Purdy Tua.
Bro, I don't know. Yo, Allen, Josh Allen kind of. I haven't thought Josh Allen is it.
I love Purdy, but I'm not gonna be fucking a weird delusional person.
I think Purdy's excellent.
No, he's crazy.
Honestly,
he's really good.
I don't even care if he has the team he has around him. I feel like he always makes the right play, no matter what.
He makes the right play
every time. He makes the right reads.
And it's not like 5 yard passes either.
Right. Yeah.
He's fucking dots.
Yeah. He's composed. That's the best part about it is he's composed. He's never like nervous. He's never like, oh my God, what the fuck should I do? Oh shit. You know what I'm saying? He knows what he's doing even before the ball snapped, I feel like.
Sometimes. I don't know if you guys have seen the tweet, but it was like, this can't be the same Brock Purdy that was at Iowa State. Bro, the highlights of him, like his. Low lights, I guess you could say. Bro, he was bad in college.
He's all time leading pass rusher, though.
No, I mean, he's like, I mean, Iowa State. I don't know. Have they had a great quarterback? Like,
never.
Not anybody of significance.
I had no idea who Prop Purdy was until.
Yeah, did I?
I had to look him up.
He was third string on the Niners. Like, he wasn't that good in college.
I'm taking Purdy over any quarterback outside of Mahomes and Hurts.
Look, that's not a bad statement.
It's not a bad statement, but
it's not.
I just want to laugh.
That was Jeff Tillman.
Look, Jeff, that's not a bad statement, Jeff. No, fuck that. I think Purdy needs more respect around the league. He's not being viewed as even a top 8 quarterback right now.
Top 5 quarterback right now.
I think so too. And nobody on the mainstream sports media wide is saying that right now. They're not saying that shit.
Well, the big news is around his odds, his MVP odds, is that they've gone from what they were, plus 2,000, now plus 700. The only guys above him are Patrick Mahomes and I think Christian McCaffrey, just by a little bit. Maybe.
McCaffrey won't get it because the MVP is a quarterback. Rewards.
I think McCaffrey is going to deserve it more than anybody at the end of the year.
It's a quarterback. Who's the last running back to get it? Derrick Henry, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
He had the 2000.
I think so. Season, something like that. I think it was Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I thought Aaron Rodgers still got it that year, though.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. I may let us know. Henry and AP. Okay, there we go.
Henry and AP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He had the 2000. He had the crazy ass season.
I think Aaron Rodgers fleeced off on JT that year.
Wow, with JT had a
JT was going crazy the year Aaron Rodgers won the MVP.
Yeah, yeah. I think only 1800 yards.
Yeah.
Nah, you're not winning. You had to get like 2K. Yeah, 2K then.
All right. Do we want to go into the other? We have pick a side. Here.
Pick a side.
Now this one's it's a tough one.
Gosh.
Dak or Mac?
Yo, Dak Prescott is fucking ass. So I'm gonna go Mac Jones. I'm not even arguing.
Mac
with this.
Jones Hive. Stand up.
Chat. Who you taking, Mac or Dak? Mac or Dak? Me personally. Look, man.
God,
I'm sorry.
Dak's some dog shit.
I'm sorry. I'm still taking Dak.
Wow.
I'm still taking Dak over Mac. 150%. 10 out of 10 times.
Ass, though,
like, so is Mac Jones, though. He's garbage.
But I expect that from Mac Jones.
But that's
that from Dak.
That's not how we're judging this, though. You can't expectations. Ass, it shouldn't bro. Be.
Yeah.
Shouldn't
double
be.
Double R says for what? Bagging 4 for 4s. That's what. That's what they're both going to be doing next year.
I think they're both stinkers, but Mac Jones has always been a stinker.
Yeah.
Dak has had his moments where he has put the team on his back and really
never,
carried.
Only won 2 playoff games, but yeah, I guess so. I guess we'll go Mac Jones.
Dak was legitimately looked at as like this guy in a few years could be a top, you know, 5 quarterback.
All-time
that's how
pitcher,
he was looked.
Right?
No,
he was looked at as a top 5 quarterback in the league
for like half
there was like 2-3 years. Okay. Legit.
Oof.
Legit. Like from 14 to 17, 18, he was looked at as a top 5 quarterback.
Mm.
Yeah, I think man. So too.
Mac Jones. Gosh.
Mac Jones is really bad.
Bill Belichick, but ready to cry.
Bro, Bill looks like
he looks horrible,
away,
bro.
The Patriots only have 1 win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who I think might fuck around and win this Caleb Williams shit. Because if Caleb goes to New England,
I don't know if Bill's making it to next year, bro. At this
if Caleb, bro. If he gets Caleb, he will. Just like Greg Popovich. If Greg didn't get Wemby,
it's the fountain of youth.
He might have been up out of there. Yeah. I promise you, bro. He might have been up out of there. Now he feels refreshed. Even if they can get Penix or like any of these top, like this is a heavy quarterback draft.
Bro, Drake May, I would take
Drake May is on awesome too. There's 5 legit really good fucking quarterbacks coming out of this draft. Like really good quarterbacks.
Tonight's clip is actually us talking about that last week.
Yeah, and if Bill can get like one of the 3 between Penix, Williams, or May,
that'd be sweet.
He'll stay.
I think he stays.
Well, the team is solid. It's just
it's
really
a good team.
Mac Jones just really
not,
close,
not Rondé. What's his name? Rondé Stevenson?
Ramondre Stevenson.
Fucking sucks. I don't even want to talk about them.
Ramondre Stevenson?
Yeah, I kicked him off.
I have a real problem with Ramondre.
I got him off
this
the team this week. It was over for him.
Whole offense is just stinkers. There's nobody serviceable in fantasy on that New England offense. You would have thought like maybe Juju, maybe somebody. Somebody, bro. Nobody. Zeke, not even.
No.
Ramondre, 2 points and 4 points a week before that. Like, disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I saw a stat that said the Patriots had an opportunity to re-sign Jacoby Myers to the same contract that they signed Juju to. And Jacoby Myers has like 48 receptions for 5 touchdowns.
He was
like
good for them
yards.
Last year, man.
And right now, Juju has like 80 yards and 0
it's disgusting.
Touchdowns.
It's bad.
Really
They're not
really
even
bad.
Giving him PT. They got him. Bill Belichick said that's their 5th wide receiver.
Yeah, he's on the Chase Claypool move right now.
Woo.
It's gross.
All right, Chase Claypool to the Dolphins, too, by the way. I mean,
who's dog shit?
Enjoy Miami while you're there, I guess, because you're not going to play, so you may as well enjoy the weather.
I wouldn't be sure about that.
Maple Megatron,
right? Yeah, Maple Megatron. He thinks he's the best wide receiver in the NFL. You heard him on Brandon Marshall's
if there's
podcast.
A place where he could actually cook, though, is it not Miami?
It's with Tua Tagovailoa. That's right. Absolutely sure. Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be so focused on Waddle, Tyreek. He's going to be open.
He might be open. They might play him at tight end, I saw, which would probably be a move.
That would work. I think that Chase Claypool could work as a blocking tight end.
Get some routes in.
Must be a slow week. We're talking about Claypool.
Yeah, this is the games this week are that bad.
All right, let's talk about another. I know Dev will get fired up over this. The Jets beating the Broncos and the Jets turning Hackett into some fucking make-a-wish story.
Oh, this is for fucking Hackett. You're going to give him the game ball.
As if Nathaniel Hackett's like touted as some guru.
First of all, Nathaniel Hackett fucking blew chunks when he was on the fucking Broncos. It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. For the Jets to the fucking, who gives a fuck if y'all beat the fucking worst team in the league, in my opinion, is the Broncos.
Yeah.
They're the worst. And for y'all to give the game ball to the ex-coach, and they're still the worst team. Even they were the worst, damn near the worst team last year. They're the worst team this year. Hackett, you're not doing much with the Jets, obviously. And
I get it. Sean Payton started it, but still, like, Nathaniel Hackett's not a guy I'm even really standing up for. I can't lie to you.
I get it, but like, it's bad, man. Right. Both it was a stinker. It was a stinker game.
Broncos are ass, complete ass. Sean Payton isn't doing any better than Broncos than Nathaniel Hackett did. That's facts.
I agree. I agree.
Giants are kind of worse. I don't know about worse. It's really close.
It's neck and neck. Yeah, I don't know why the niggas is talking about the Giants. Like, didn't I tell y'all it's basketball season? Didn't I tell y'all it's basketball season? The Knicks played yesterday.
They won.
I'm off the Giants. Stop talking about the fucking Giants. The Giants are done. Nobody wants to talk about the fucking Giants no more. Fuck out of here. It's over. You're beating a dead horse at this point. But
what isn't a dead horse is the New York Knickerbockers and Emmanuel Quickly putting up 21 points last night. That was awesome. That's great.
We're not talking about
that. All right, NBA preseason started yesterday. Yeah. The most interesting first game, obviously, was the Spurs against the Thunder. They played both of their starters on both sides. Wemby had 18 and 11 in the first half, and Chet had 21 and like 8.
Yep.
So this is going to be a really great rookie of the year.
And apparently they do have a little bit of beef.
I hope so.
They shook hands. Yeah, no, I agree with that. They shook hands and didn't look each other. Like, Chet wouldn't look him in the eye. He didn't even look at his face. He was just like, you know, gave him a little nudge. Because
he was the first tall phenom.
Yeah. I mean.
Zingas.
Yeah, Tingus Pangus.
No, not like them, though.
The headbutt heard around the league. Yeah, that's facts, man. There's a little bit of beef going on. I don't mind it between the young guys. Let's get something going.
I hope there's beef between every team in the NBA. I'm tired of this friendly fuck shit that LeBron started. It's disgusting. I hate it.
The Mavericks lost to Real Madrid.
The Mavericks did lose to Real Madrid.
This is a sick Negro.
Yeah, niggas lost to Real Madrid is crazy.
A Fachu Campazzo dagger is a
I forget they play other countries in preseason. That's so hilarious.
They play other, but like, here's the thing though. Like, I don't really give a damn. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
None of this count. We're just
because joking. You know that European team is gonna come over and play their hardest. And the NBA team is going to play the starters for 2 minutes, and then their third string is going to be the third string against the starters.
Did Luka even play? I don't think so.
I think he might have played like,
They dress and they get loose. That's it.
He was just laughing.
I know Brunson last night played like 5 minutes tops.
It's just to get some run in.
I'm not into preseason basketball like that. But I'm happy that the Knicks are finally playing ball again.
I was watching the Knicks over that NFL stinker last night, that's for sure.
I watched a little bit of both.
Kyrie sat, yeah, typical.
And then Bradley Beal went on an interview saying, we don't need defenses and we're going to score 70 points.
Okay.
All right,
we'll see about that, bud.
The Suns are going to dog shit now. Now that I'm thinking about it.
No, they're not.
They're not going to be dog shit, but they're not going to
be good. They're going to be fucking good. Man. The offense, at least, is going to be great.
Yeah.
That defense?
I agree, I mean.
I don't know.
We'll fuck about the rookies?
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, if I'm going to pay attention to something in the preseason, it's going to be the rookies, right?
What rookie we got?
None.
Yeah.
Toppin.
The Knicks? Jacob Toppin. Jacob Toppin. Last night.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's
your
it.
Your brother
the Knicks didn't draft. The Knicks didn't draft anybody this past season.
Yeah.
They got DiVincenzo, and that was their offseason.
DiVincenzo. That was the whole offseason. But, like, I mean, I like the Knicks this year. I still like
them. Talk about one thing.
What do you want to talk about?
Peyton Pritchard. God. A bag, yeah. The Celtics, bro. Something nasty. I think it was like
when,
like 2 days ago.
Bro. Yeah,
it was like, Peyton Pritchard. Why?
It was like $12 million a year, more than that.
What for? What though?
For showing up or just being
6 points a game.
Don't they still have Brogdon? Don't they still have now they have Drew? They have Drew Holiday now.
Yeah, Peyton Pritchard.
Only guard they lost was Marcus Smart this year.
Yeah, but they paid him what, 100?
A $30 million over 3 years.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not a bag. That's not a bag. This nowadays 10 a year is that's a role player bag nowadays.
He's not even. I don't think he's gonna get burned. He's not even gonna get burned this year.
He averages. He's gonna get
burned.
A game.
He's gonna get burned.
5, 2 minutes at the end.
He'll get about 20 a game. 20 minutes.
Drew was fire on the Celtics. He was throwing up some bricks yesterday. I can't lie to you.
Crazy.
Porzingis was going to go crazy.
Look, I'm going to tell you what the Celtics are going to be this year. They're going to be the same exact team as last year. I promise you. They're going to be excellent in the regular season. They're going to fold. I promise you. I promise.
Yeah.
That team is very foldable.
Yeah,
especially with Porzingis now. I think they're like, I don't know.
ESPN
don't know.
Predicted the Cavs to like win 52 games and
beat a 3 seed. Yeah, I'm like, bro, the Cavs are gonna be ass this year.
The Cavs
bro.
Got their ass busted in the first round by the Knicks, and then they went out and they gave Max Strus a bag. That's all that they did, bro.
Yeah, that's gross. Like what is it? The Cavs are not.
There's nothing that shows you that the Knicks are foldable. There's no argument.
Imane said that bullshit.
Imane's on the YouTube right now. I don't think he's on Facebook, but there's nothing that's just false because the Knicks won a playoff series last year. That's just not true.
You know what's crazy about the Knicks? We actually had a real shot going to the NBA Finals last year.
We
really did.
No, we did.
Yes, we did. We literally did. The team that we lost to went to the NBA Finals. What are we talking about?
Okay.
We had a real shot. That year, last year, we played Celtics 3-1.
Bro, you can argue that. You argue all you want.
That's shoulda, coulda, woulda at this point.
You and that,
I said we had a real chance. We did.
I agree, but nobody's going to.
That is Corey and Matt's delusional.
We had a real chance. I feel like that chance has withered away this offseason because we did absolutely nothing while the top two teams absolutely did things.
But nobody else aside from the Bucks and the Celtics really got better.
I agree.
Yeah, bro.
I agree.
Like the Sixers, they got Kelly Oubre. That was
but
really
those are the two best teams in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
And those are the two teams that you got to make sure that don't get better. But they did. And honestly, you can argue that if the Celtics got better, you know.
They got better. Holiday.
Losing Marcus Smart, I promise you, is gonna fucking hurt. It will hurt.
Smart 2.0, way better.
Not at Pistons this point in his career.
But come on, what are we talking about here?
They're around the same age, like literally.
The Pacers got better.
These are bottom feeders.
They're not gonna win.
I don't think so either. But I'm just saying, teams that got better. But Miami got worse.
Not getting better.
The Cavs. I guess got a little bit better with Strus. I guess. I don't know. They're very neutral. I feel like the Knicks didn't get any better, didn't get any worse. I think they're going to get better just off of the strength of growing. You know what I'm saying?
And you got
this
a guy
another year together,
with.
Another year of cohesiveness, another year with the same coach, another year of growth. We're still one of the youngest teams in the NBA. So I'm happy with the Knicks right now. At this point,
I can't be mad.
I'm saying 4th, 5th seed.
Honestly, my aspiration is a 3 seed, but I think the lowest the Knicks will be is a 5 seed.
I think the Sixers regress this year too.
Definitely, that's what I'm.
There's going to be some beef in Philly, fucking with Harden, because they can't get rid of him, and he wants out. I think him and Embiid are going to start really beefing with each other, and it's going to affect the gameplay of the Sixers. And I hope it does happen because I want the Knicks to get Embiid badly. So, yeah.
Lowest 5 seed is wild. It's not. Look at the rest of the East, bro. It's not. It's not wild by any means when you beat the Cavs in a playoff series.
I don't get why y'all argue.
There's no point in there. But, yeah, there's a lot still to be. The East is super weak. That's really my point there. A lot to be talked about. Coming NBA in the next few weeks. So we're going to wrap this one up.
Wrap it up.
We appreciate you guys. Hope you all have a good rest of your week. Peace.